Yeah, I know how black people come to the internet saying that they get discriminated against, like when they go to certain businesses, you know, that they get followed around or they get weird looks and stuff like that. And there's like a portion of the internet that be like, oh, no, that's a lie. That's a BS. That doesn't happen anymore. This and this and that. Well, y'all won't believe what I just experienced right now, bro. With my own two eyes, bro. And I got 20/20 vision, bro, right? Actually, the left has a better vision than the right. So I think it's 15/20 on the left, right? And 20/20 on the right. Whatever. Who cares, right? The point is that, you know, I go into this gas station, which I'm not going to name which gas station it was, right? Because this is where I take a piss and I'm an Uber driver. And they're gonna see this on TikTok and be like, hell no, we can't let them in no more. So I'm not gonna say which gas station is happening, right? But I walk in, right? And as I'm walking in to go to the back to the bathroom, right? I hear one of these mangalos come out, like saying some crazy shit. I'm like, what the fuck, it caught me off guard, right? And then I see what he's looking at and I look around, right? And there's this black dude there with like a six pack of beer. He has a shirt on, right? A six pack of beer and a few items in his hand and whatever, you know? And he looks up at the guy and whatever, and he has like a $20 bill in his hand, and he's like, I would never do that, you know? Like, I would never do that. Like, what? You know? And then the guy felt stupid. All of his other homies, man, had came across the counter, right? And they were all on the floor. Everybody. They were like 6-7 deep, right? There was this other black dude, right, that did not know this dude in the store, right? He had a charger, right? And it was on the counter. And I don't know if he stepped out to get something in his car to come back in. And when he comes back in, the charger's not there. And the guy's like, again, he doesn't know what just happened because he wasn't inside, right? So he's like, what's my charger? You know? And then the guy gets it for him and whatever. And then he kind of picks up on it based on what's happening, you know? And then the guy next to him is like, bro, I don't steal. I will never steal, you know? And then he's like, the hell? So whatever, he grabs the charge. I'm behind him. I'm about to pay, right? I got myself some Ruffles and a Red Bull, right? So I'm about to pay, right? So the guy, you know, pays for his charger and whatever, right? And he's about to leave, and like the door's like locked, and he's like, yo, what's up with the door? And they have, you know, those magnet things at the top of the door to like keep it sealed, like to keep it shut just in case they don't want water to come out. They had that on. I didn't even know they had that. They haven't come here for years, right? And then the guy looks at them like, what the f-? Like confused, like, what the f- is going on in here, bro? And then the other dude was there, whatever, he paid, you know, they checked, you know, to see if the $20 bill was real. And the look of stupidity that all those people had in their faces, bro, was crazy. And I'm shocked, bro, that the black dude with the beer and whatever, the shit that he was buying, I'm shocked that he took it like calmly. He was just like, he took it lightly. He was just like, I would never steal. Like, I would never do that, you know? And then the other dude, as he's walking now, he caught on. He caught on what was going on. And he was like, tough. And he just left. Like, they just left it alone. Couldn't be me, bro. Couldn't be me, man. They do some shit like that to me. Oh my God, bro. We're gonna have a problem, bro. The worst part about it is that the guy just came out, assumed that he was stealing, bro, screaming at him that the dude had a $20 bill in his hand, bro, as he had a few items in his hand. And I was like, bro, these dudes are crazy the way they just ran out there. But yeah, I ain't snitching on the gas station because I ain't losing my bathroom rights, man. Don't judge me, man. I'm an Uber driver. People don't like letting Uber drivers use their bathroom, bro. It's hard out here in the streets. Crazy.